beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Did y'all get that?
Amen.
When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, and put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes.
Wait
Hallelujah.
On the Lord.
Yes.
Be of good courage.
Yes.
And he shall strengthen thine heart.
My God.
Wait,
yes.
I say, on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I thought I should just pick out a verse. Because it's homiletically correct to pick out a verse to draw my topic to from. But as I read this thing and God gave me, I said, this whole thing is the point.
Yes.
The whole thing is the point. Because you ecclesiastical correct people in church, I'll give y'all one verse. Verse 13. I had fainted.
Yes.
Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land.
All right.
Of the living. I'm just going to put a tag on this text right here. This whole thing could have been different.
Amen.
Make your cease in the presence of the Lord. This whole thing could have been different.
Yes, sir.
This whole thing.
That's right.
Beloved, the truth be told, beloved, even though we live in a land in a region of most of affluence, there's a new face to poverty, y'all.
Amen.
And homelessness. It is not always the crack addict or the drug addict that you think that's homeless. But well-to-do families and people are finding themselves in deep economic restraints. The reality is that most working families, statistics show, are 2 to 3 incidents away from being homeless.
Yeah.
2 to 3 tragedies, unexpected problems knock on your door, and you will find yourself the new face of homelessness.
Yes,
there's a stimulation, a scenario that I can give you that helps you understand how many people are very close to the edge, y'all. I'm losing everything, Larry. demonstration. Y'all put up two pegs. Now put a string up for every support system you have. If you have a retirement fund, that's put a string. If you have living parents that you can call on when you get in trouble, you gotta go and run back to mama and grandmama, that's your support system, put that string up. Put a string up if you got friends that you can call on that you need some money and they're gonna throw you out, so I throw you out alone. I should say give you, because you don't loan nobody money. I think you're gonna get it back unless you don't expect it back. Because guess what? If they had it to pay back to you, they wouldn't be asking for it. You put a string up. Put a string up if you got some good health. Put a string up between those pegs. If you own a home, put a string up. If you keep putting strings across, you name your support system, then you put a string to those support system. The stick represents your life that's supported by those strings. Are y'all following me? Now I can give you hypothetical possible scenarios and situations that cause your strings to be cut.
Amen.
Mama or daddy dying, your string get cut.
Amen.
Move to an area with no friends, your string will get cut.
Amen.
I done this test, y'all. Sequestration, your string get cut.
Mm-hmm.
An accident, childhood incidents that cause you to act crazy right now. Somebody being arrested, your string get cut.
Yes, sir.
Child getting arrested, string get cut. When the strings get cut, Sister Angela, watch how quickly the sticks fall. Your life can bottom out the least time you have it. That you can think about it. Your life would just bottom out if a string is cut. After you go through these hypothetical situation scenarios I just gave you, everyone here will notice that your sticks have fallen. I took this test when I read about it. Deacon Furlough?
Yes, sir.
Deacon Lynn, I took the test.
Yes, sir.
A lot of my strings were cut.
Yeah.
But when I was done,
yes,
right. I'm not patting on my back. It's just because I'm a Christian.
Yes.
When all my strings were cut, I had a stick still standing.
Yes. Yes. All right. Yes. Lord.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes.
And I checked out the stick because I sat down with another man, another minister, took this test. Mm-hmm. And I sat up, he said, "Well, Doc, why you think you got that one stick still standing?" I said, because I have a string of support that can't be cut.
Yeah.
Because I believe in God.
All right. All right. All right.
The reason my stick did not fall, Sharon, is that it was properly balanced on one string of faith.
All right. Yes. Yes. All right.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
My Lord.
If your life is centered in faith in God,
yes,
it does not matter what strings have been cut. You'll find out that you can still make it because faith has a way of keeping you balanced when the world is falling apart.
Yes,
when you walk and you live by the belief that God is able, faith has a strange way of holding your life together when everything else is falling apart. It is that holding and keeping power of faith that seemingly undergirds the lyrics of this song that we read as Psalms 27.
All
the Psalms are songs. Here David begins to express that he knows what it's like to have strings cut.
Yes, sir.
He says, "I've had some real enemies in my life. Folk who wanted to hurt me and do me harm," David said. "False witnesses began to rise against me. People were lying on me and running their mouths about stuff they knew nothing about."
Yeah, 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 yeah.
"In the midst of all that, I found that family can forsake you," David said. "Mama and daddy will not always be there. Friends cannot be found. I had some trouble that almost took me out. My strings were being cut. Life was getting worse on me. Things were not going the way I thought the Redeemer, the Lord, ought to have them go. I'm the anointed of God, David said. I'm God's servant. I'm a man after God's own heart. But yet my strings were being cut. And my life was being put in jeopardy. David said, here's what I found out, though, y'all. I would have lost heart. Did I tell you I had to give y'all one verse? Had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Watch what David says. If I did not have faith in God, this thing would have gone, could have been a lot different. If I did not believe there was a God who sat on the throne of heaven and kept my story, would have dramatically had a different ending. If I did not have faith that held me, my faith made the difference how my story ended. I'll come by to tell you that faith makes the difference on how your story of your life will go down. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. Don't you make me preach to myself, y'all.
Doing a mighty fine job.
David declares, I had some faith in God that kept me balanced. When everything else was going wrong, because I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Some things went down differently in my life. Number one, because I believe in God, because I have faith in God, because I trust the Lord. David says, watch this. I did not have to fight or fear my foes. Did not have to fight or fear my foes because I have faith.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to fight or fear my foes. Listen at the psalmist now as how he begins to describe his life by saying, when my enemies, even the wicked, came up against me to eat up my flesh. I had an army, a camp against me. I had some real enemies in my life, Sharon. The amazing thing about David's testimony is he does not tell us how he got those enemies. Because I have lived long enough to declare to you that you necessarily don't have to do nothing. Who cares I got? You ain't got to do nothing, Glenn.
Yes, sir. That's good news, Pastor.
For folk to have an issue with you.
Yes.
You just got, President Morrison, you just got to be who you are. Can I preach to somebody here this morning? All you got to do is dare to do is let God bless you. Let God make you look good. Let God put you on a pedestal. Not you. Let God put you on a pedestal. Let the Lord shine his favor on you. Let the Lord support you when other folk think you would go down. And there would be folk who are your enemies and they don't even know your last name.
Yes,
I don't know what I'm preaching to right now. I guarantee somebody got an issue with you. Somebody don't like you. Somebody would not mind if your car got broken to before you left the church tonight, today. Somebody would not mind if you shouted and your weed fell off. They got issue with you. You ain't done nothing to them.
Fix it up.
Work with it, preacher.
Let me tell you what psychologists say. I had to do this etymology correct because I was coming to New Jerusalem. Y'all not down here. Y'all smart. I had to come correct.
Alright.
Let me tell you what psychologists say. You can drink. Psychologists tell you when you got enemies, you have one or two responses that instinctively come to you. One or two responses. Flight or fight. I can either run or I can fight. I can either be worried. Are y'all still with me? I can either be worried or I can fight. I can you choose to be fearful of those that are coming against me? I can lose sleep over it. My blood pressure can rise. I can be worried and anxious about who, what folk are saying and what folk are doing. I can run or I can fight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me pause right here and tell you, you are not so sanctified and holy that you don't have forgotten how to fight. No, don't look at me. Don't look at me in my Bible. Don't. You cuss at me, I know how to get you told. Pray for me, Sister Morris. I still know how to get you told. I know you expect more because I'm the pastor, but I got some old school behavior still down inside of me. Don't let my robes I wear, don't let I handle communion, don't let I exegete the text. I have not forgotten how to get you told. And get you up out of my face. I know I'm not the only one here. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Somebody have told somebody off yesterday. You know how to do unto others before they do it unto you. I know how to fight. David was a warrior. If anybody knew how to fight, it was David.
David,
watch this. David says, my faith does some things to me. Y'all listen to Pastor.
Yes.
Your faith does some things to you. Brother Anderson, number one, here we go. My faith quiets my fears. My faith tells me God's got this. My faith reminds me that the Lord will never leave me nor forsake me. My faith tells me I once was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. My faith lets me know that if I trust in the Lord will take care of me. My faith says, fret not myself over evildoers. Neither be thou anxious or envious over the workers of iniquity, because they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered like the green. My faith says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. My faith will not only quiet my fears. Watch this. Can I do one more? My faith will restrain my fight. My faith will restrain my fight. Understand, faith does not just motivate me to do things. Real faith will restrain you from doing some things you could have done. Can I get a witness here? Let me all spoke and hold you. There's somebody right now, you know, you have, I would have had it. If it hadn't, what you would do something if it had not been some faith in you. Girl, I would have cussed you out had I not believed in God. Girl, I don't know how, girl, you love, you know, if you'd have told that to me last year, you would have got a different response to me last year. But because I got living by man's of faith, I rested myself in my faith and said, God, God, take care of this. If I didn't have the faith like that, Deacon Furlough, last year, I'd have slapped you on general purpose. Chicken bone. God.
Yes, sir.
All right. And my faith says the Lord will fight my battle. My faith says the Lord will take my enemies and turn them into my footstool. My faith says if I trust God, God will handle the situation. And can't nobody handle enemies like God.
Amen.
Can I tell you what David says? Here's what the Lord will do. When you put your faith in him, it's not the fight. It's not the flight. It's, right. it's the faith.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Pastor, right. Come on.
If I put faith in God, when my enemies come upon me, they will stumble and fall.
Yes.
Take a note here. David says, if I trust God, God will cause my enemy to stumble and fall.
Yeah.
I need to let you know. I have always read that incorrectly. Watch, Deacon. Let me watch this. I always thought that meant that when my enemies are coming on me, the Lord will put an obstacle in their way.
Okay.
That they will stumble over and fall.
Okay.
So while they are coming, they fall.
Okay.
I read it wrong.
Okay.
That's what I thought it meant.
All right.
Thank you, God, for allowing the Holy Ghost to make me read the Hebrew. The terms stumble and fall work together in a biblical sense. The term stumble does not mean to trip over an object.
Come on now.
Can Pastor teach this?
Yeah.
It literally means ankles are broken. And you fall prostrate in front of something. Because if they stumble over an obstacle and fall, they get back up and come at me again. But God is so good.
Yes, he is.
That when they are coming after me, God can break some ankles and make them fall prostrate in front of me. And they can never get up because they got broken ankles.
Come on, Jesus.
I ain't done yet. The term, Deacon Furlow, does not mean to. The term stumble doesn't mean to trip over. It literally means ankles are broken. Y'all with that?
Yes. Yeah.
That means they can get up again. But guess this checks out. Here, go for it. But God is so good that when they're coming at me, he bring their ankles, they fall prostrate in front of me. Right?
Yes.
Is there anybody here that knows the Lord knows how to handle your enemies?
Yes. 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 Yes.
The Lord has silenced some tongues. The Lord has laid some jokers out.
Yes.
And he took care of your enemy because I got faith.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to fight or fear my foe.
That's right. That's right.
David says something else about that faith. Not only will your faith keep me from running and fighting, but because I have faith, watch what David said. I had to write that song for y'all so y'all can know. Number three, because I got faith, Sister Fee, I can walk in and wait on his word.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Because I got faith, I can walk in and wait on his word.
Yeah.
Because I have faith in God, I can walk in, wait on his word. Watch what David said. He says, the Lord, teach me your ways.
Yeah.
I'm in the book, y'all. Lord, teach me your ways. I know what I want to do, but teach me what you want me to do. I know how I would handle this situation. But I want to do the things your way, because the sign of maturing in faith is obedience in God's word. Obedience is the fruit of faith. You can't say you have faith in God and live life under your own rules. You can't say you trust God and you do everything your own way. Think about the people around you or yourself. Now think about yourself. Think about yourself last year. Think about yourself the year before. You still handled stuff last year the way you handled the year before, but you say you're growing in God.
The devil is lying, the truth ain't in you. How can you still be acting the same way 2019 you did in 2018? Okay. But you like that old church cliche. I ain't bad, I ain't what I used to be. I'm bad, but I'm not as bad as I used to be. What? You satisfied with that?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. You say you got faith, but you want to live life under your own rules. You can't say you trust in God and do everything your own way. You might believe in God, but you don't put your trust in God until you do what the Lord has commanded you to do. You want to show me someone with faith? Show me someone who is obedient and committed to God's word. Show me someone who is praying for folk who despitefully use them.
Yeah.
And I will show you someone who has got some real faith in God.
Yeah.
Show me somebody that is forgiving people that they're trespassers. And I will show you someone who has some real faith in God.
Alright.
Show me someone who brings their tithe to the storehouse. And I will show you someone who has some real faith in God. Because my faith is found in my walk in his word.
Yes.
David says, watch this. Not only do I have enough faith to walk in his word, but I have enough faith to wait on him. I can wait on God to do what God said he would do, was going to do. Look how he ends this. That's the psalm. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage.
Yes, sir.
And he will strengthen your heart.
Yes.
And just in case you did not get it in part A of the verse 14, he says it again in part B. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I'm in the book.
Amen.
David understood that waiting on God is not always easy to do.
Amen.
Yes.
Because if we have the mindset that faith should expedite the result of our prayer, that when I have faith, as soon as I have said amen, God should be walking in this thing out for me. As soon as I give it to the Lord, he should be making it work. But David understood that I trust God enough to give him some time.
Yes, sir.
God does not have to do it today. I know he's going to do it. Here's what David says literally. I believe that if God spoke it, I'm going to see it. I have so much faith in God. If he declared it, it's already on the way. I don't see it yet. If God put it in print, it's going to show up in my life.
Yes, sir.
If God says it, I will see it. All I have to do is wait. You don't like waiting. I know. I'm a movie fan. I like going to movies. I like to go early because I like to catch the sneak previews, Deacon Drake. Of the previews of what's coming.
Yes, sir.
That's one of the best parts of going to the movies.
Yes.
I got to get there early so I can just see me some previews. You get to see what's coming, Deacon Lennon.
Watch out, preacher.
Now you need to know, when you go to the theater today, they're going to show you some sneak previews. All
right.
Before you see the movie.
Yes, sir. Right.
Anyone in the movie industry knows that sneak previews are not called sneak previews. They're called trailers.
Yes.
You want to know why they call trailers?
Yes, sir.
Because when sneak previews first debuted in the late 1960s, Sharon, they were not shown before the movie. They were shown at the end of the movie. They trailed the movie. So the preview of what was coming came after you endured the movie. Now the industry moved them in the 1970s because they recognized that people won't wait at the end of the movie to see the preview of what's on the way. And because we are impatient, trailers became sneak previews. Stay coming out a few years ago. Marvel.
I love some Marvel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Marvel Comics came up with a new way of giving you a preview.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They started creating the superhero movies. And the world came out, don't you leave now when the movie is over. Because you sit through the credits. Listen to me, y'all. Stay with that.
I'm with you, preacher.
If you sit through the credits,
yes, sir.
They will show you a trailer of the next sequence of the movie you just saw. So Marvel said, if you just can wait through the credit, we will give you a preview of what's coming that's connected to what you just been through. Can I just say something? All you got to do is wait for the credits to roll. And you will get a preview of what's coming.
All right.
That's connected to what you just been through.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I'm preaching right here.
Go ahead.
The Lord says, all you have to do is wait through the credit.
All right.
Give me credit for what I just brought you through. Give me credit for the way out, the way I just made out of nowhere. Give me credit for the doors I just opened. I will show you what is coming if you wait and give me some credit. If you wait, he will show you what is coming. I trust God so much, y'all. I don't have to fear or fight my foes. I trust God so much, I can walk and wait through his word. Then finally, David said,
Yes.
I can pray
yes.
and praise God in the middle of my problems.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I don't need it to be over, Larry. I can pray right now.
Amen.
David says, in the midst of all my strings of life being cut, my life hanging in the balance, he said in Psalms 27, one thing have I desired of the Lord, I will seek after, that I can see God's face,
yes,
that I can dwell in the temple,
yes,
that I can walk and talk to God,
yes,
and know that God will talk back to me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Thank you, God.
I have enough faith to believe y'all.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, y'all got me tired. That no matter what my circumstance and what my situation, what the pain of life, when I call on God, he will answer. That, I watch this now, I watch Pastor, that he is a prayer hearing God, a prayer answering God. I never waste time when I pray. When I pray, God is listening. When I pray, the Lord is hearing me. Even if I got myself in my own mess.
Yes.
Someone needs to hear that right now. The first thing the devil tries to do to you is to give you a guilt. You to place in believing you have no right to call on the name of God. And you should not talk to God. I talk to people all the time. Well, I say, when you come to church?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Pastor, I kind of been hanging out and I've been having a good time. I said, okay, what you talking about? What you saying? You saying that you're trying to wait till you put down the club, you're trying to wait till you put down your drink, you're trying to wait till you start running women and running men, and what you trying to do? You trying to get yourself right so you can come to God? Hello. Hello. That ain't what the Bible says. Church ain't for perfect people.
That's
why I like the God I serve.
That's
why I didn't choose Buddha, Muhammad, the Muslim. That's why I'm charged with Jehovah's Witness, because I can't be perfect. I can't get my resume behind right. I got to come to church and let God work on me. Work on me, Jesus. Work on me. Watch David. Boy, this is why David, the God, man under God. I'm watch this. came up to tell you that the devil's a lie. Yes. The word of God says, I can come boldly to the throne of God. Yes. And find grace in time of need.
Yes, yes, yes.
When I mess my life up, mm-hmm. when I'm as low as I can low can get, mm-hmm. when I've been as dirty yes, can sir. Get, I can still fall on my knees, yes. lift up my hands and say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. You can pray. David said, that is all I want to do is keep on praying until God moves. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep on praying until God moves.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to keep on going to God. I don't care if nothing happens. I'm going to keep on praying.
Yes, Lord.
I know y'all say, well, Pastor, I prayed and it's not working.
Yeah.
I got some news from heaven for y'all.
Yes, yes.
Keep on praying.
Yes,
stay on your knees.
Yes,
keep on talking to God.
Yes.
Watch out. The more you pray, you will reach a point. You will realize this thing is working.
Yeah.
The more I pray, the more the Lord is turning it around.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It ain't all around yet, but yes, I can feel it in my spirit that it's turning around. The more I pray, the more the Lord is filling my life. All you got to do is keep on praying. David said, I will pray in the middle of this thing. And here is the shout. I will praise God. And check this out, y'all. Y'all think I'm not the book. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. In verse number 6, David says, I'm in the book. I will offer praises unto the Lord. Now that sounds like an easy place to say amen and tell someone you just should praise him. This New Jerusalem, we are a little bit better than that. Come check this out. We teach ourselves in the shout. Walter Bergen, a scholar of the Old Testament, says that the Psalms just don't speak individually, but they speak as an entire book. Watch me now. If you take a step back and look at the structure of the Psalter of the book of Psalms, Psalms is the book of the Psalter, you'll find there's a theological message in the structure.
Alright.
Now, not just the verse, but the structure. Look how the Psalter begins and how it ends. It begins with Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Can pastors take a little time with it? Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on God's word day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He shall bring forth his fruit in due season, and the ungodly are not so. But I like the chaff that the wind drive away. Am I in the book, Reverend Lyle? It starts with a command to be obedient. That is Psalms 1. Then you get down to Psalms 50. Let everything that got breath praise the Lord. So we begin with obedience. If you begin with obedience, you will end in praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is just the structure of the Psalms. The Psalter can be divided into 5 sections, y'all, that mimic the 5 books of the laws of Moses.
Yes.
That show the journey of the children of Israel from creation all the way through promise. The Psalter has these groupings of songs, like the Hallelujah song. They are sent to remind us that when we go up, we have to give God some praise. They are the structure that speak. So he said, you see something in the structure of the Psalms? I applied that to Psalms 27.
Ah, yes, Jesus.
You got to study his word.
Yes.
I applied the structure to the 27th division, did you later?
Yes, sir.
Watch what I found out. I want you to take a note when David says, I will praise God. David says, I will praise him in verse 6.
Yes.
We are not even halfway through the 27th division in verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about you're going to praise God and you're not even got to the halfway point yet?
Mm-hmm.
In the Psalms? Watch this, y'all. David says, It is easy to praise God in verse 14 when you come to the end. It is easy to praise him when you are at 7, when you are halfway through. But it's hard to praise God when you're not halfway through your mess yet. You don't even know how it's going to turn out, Sharon. And you don't know when the end is going to be. There are some folk in church who can give God a verse 14 praise. Because you have made it already to the end.
Amen. Amen.
Wait on the Lord. You done got through, so you can talk that noise to me. Wait on the Lord. But I'm looking at some, I want to see some verse 6 saints.
Alright.
Yes.
Who can declare, I'm not out yet.
Yes.
I don't know when it's going to be over. But in the middle of my stuff, I can bless the Lord right here, right now. Is there anybody here who does not need God to make it be over? But I will bless God now. I will shout now. I tell God.
Hallelujah.
I will give God glory now. Because in the middle of it, God is still good and worthy of all my praise. In verse 6, I only got this. And now shall my head be lifted up above my head. David said, I be goddamn deedy dog if I'm gonna be all mad and have me a pity party because it don't look good. He said, I remember back in the day, he said, when I walked onto the battlefield, when the army was standing, I remember when Goliath was standing there and they were scared. I was scared. He said, they said, I told them, who's this uncircumcised Philistine that come against the armies of the living God? He said, today, today, this giant coming down. So what you said, can I make this thing applicable to me? I don't know about y'all. Can I make it personal?
Come on, preacher.
Y'all think I'm just preaching for y'all? I'm preaching for myself.
Yes, sir.
If I didn't preach for myself, thinking that I won't come back here and preach next week.
That'll work. Yes, sir. You got it. Yes, sir.
So, if my enemies, God, have come to devour my flesh, and I haven't got you to wait on God yet. What you telling me? God said, I done told you before, boy. You need to know how to do a rewind on some of my movies.
That's right.
He said, do you remember before you were called?
Yeah.
And they paraded. Well, Samuel paraded all of them.
Yes.
All right.
Jesse's sons before. Samuel said, it's got to be one more.
That's right, he said, Master.
Yeah.
When you were smelling like the sheep,
yes.
Nobody was thinking about you.
No,
but I still had my eyes on you.
Oh,
and I called you out, and you was a nobody.
Yeah.
You're still a nobody. Yeah. But guess what? I choose you.
All right.
You didn't choose yourself. It wasn't your intellect or your ability or your PhDs that got you here. I choose you. If I make the vision, I provide for the vision.
Yes.
I don't care who come. I don't care who go. I don't care what keep their offering in their pocketbook. Let them keep their offering. He said, I will... upon this rock I'll build my church.
Yes.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Yes.
So God, I say, what you said? He said, no, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
That's what you got to do, son. Yes. He said, so I will look and want to dwell in the tabernacle of the Lord all the days of my life.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. What you saying to me, Pastor? I said, I'll take what y'all are saying. New Jerusalem. A charge to keep our head.
Yeah.
a God to glorify. I don't know when God's going to blow y'all up, New Jerusalem. I don't know how long God got me on this post. All I'm going to do is stay faithful for the Lord. Because when I leave this life, when I meet him over there, all I want to hear to you in him say, enter in to the joys of your Lord, thou good and faithful servant. I don't care about New Jerusalem. I just want to get in the glory. Because when I get in the glory, Sister Morrison, Reverend Jones, and Sister Jones, we stayed at the cave.
Hey, all
right. They said, Clark, you did it good, boy.
Uh-huh.
I said, Reverend Jones, I couldn't talk, change the color of the carpet. He said, you did good, boy. I said, I did good, Reverend Jones. He would say, do you feel heat or you feel the cool rays of the sun of Jesus? He said, you preach the word in season and out of season. Don't worry about the rest. Enter into the joy.
Yes, sir.
It could have been different, Deacon Lady.
Yes, sir.
If I had not faith in my God, I got to go, sorry. Bye-bye, New Jerusalem. I kept y'all living too long. But it got good to me, Sister Angela. When I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul says hallelujah. Hallelujah in the morning. Hallelujah in the noonday. Hallelujah in the midnight hour. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, it could have been different. May the Lord bless. May the Lord.